morning. Eskom says its teams are working around the clock to ensure that South Africans do not experience a dark Christmas. At a briefing at its Megawatt Park head office north of Johannesburg yesterday, the power utility painted a bleak picture of a company recovering from years of mismanagement. Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan says all senior managers at Eskom have been told to cancel their leave to deal with the problems at hand. Eskom CEO Pakamani Khadebe:
we've put 1.5 billion there on investments just to make sure that we quickly, and we're going to move and make sure that the results are seen immediately. We have a SWAT team, technical people that are both in Medupi and Kusile, that when the problem happens, they deal with it immediately.
Gordhan also blamed state capture for the current state of affairs at Eskom. He referred to a controversial contract the power utility entered into with Gupta linked to Geita Coal in 2015.
You begin to feel the effects of state capture on the one hand, but also the reality that you have very old power stations that are operating. Part of the state capture was to ensure that you have the right minister in place, you have the right board in place, you have the right compliant management in place, good honest people, the right level of technical skills are either pushed aside or they're forced to leave or they are victimized.